Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
But I can't be late, then I guess I just won't get paid.
You had this one too, didn't you?
Man, this takes me back to my years working in Augusta. I had a coworker that just loved this song. And she would walk through the newsroom singing out there with drivers. Great!
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio. Oh! 92.9 The Game, 92.9TheGame.com.
Yikes!
On this Sunday morning, 21st day of April. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning!
And a good morning to you folks in Lithia Springs.
All right, now.
Lithia Springs out there, not far from, you know, right there off I-20 and Thornton Road. And
yep, right around
all of that. Listen,
by Six Flags.
Did that one.
Yeah.
Again, this morning, we are just acknowledging the passing of Prince. This was the day that we lost him in 2016, and playing music throughout the show. And this one, I had forgotten about till she started playing it, and I went, oh, yeah, he wrote this one for the Bengals.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, little Susanna Hoff, they're throwing her eyes back and forth all sideways. Right, but anyway, yeah, Prince wrote this song, Manic Monday, for the Bengals.
How about
what do you mean?
That?
She'd like blast this out walking through the newsroom?
No, she'd just be walking there always singing it. Always singing it. I'm like, oh, gosh, you stop singing that.
Did anybody actually sing that?
Oh.
Before you get to this, and of course, we always throw out insignificant information, but I also want to remind you, Adam Alexander is going to join us. NASCAR is in Talladega. It's one of those stops. It's one of those bucket list stops.
Speaking of buckets.
For a lot of people, yeah. Hopefully the rain.
They got the rain buckets
out there. Yeah, got a fresh casting call coming up. I don't know how this happened, but there's a couple things that happened on this day. I tell you what, I'm going to get to this one because this is actually fun. And there are people out there who remember this. You know that Southwest commercial, I think it is, where people do something in it and you go, you need to get away.
Yeah.
Okay. This was the day that should have been invented for one Geraldo Rivera.
Okay.
And you know where I'm going with this. Today was the day, the big live TV event. I might have been ABC. I could be wrong. Forgive me. But it was a live TV event. Geraldo Rivera had found his way to Al Capone's vault.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And opened it, and it was in it.
Yeah. We waited all that time for that. And
I believe was
Much hype.
Oh, it was live TV. It was incredible ratings.
Live on TV. We're going to open up the
like you were going to find Bugs Malone in there or something, or Jimmy Hoffa, one of the two. But it was nothing in it. Your favorite movie? I absolutely believe that was the scene because of that. That's where they wrote into that where Kevin Costner goes out to get Al Capone stuff there, and you know, he's shipping a booze coming in, and then with those geisha umbrellas.
Oh, yeah, the little umbrellas that popped up, right?
So that was, I absolutely believe it was taken from that scene. But that happened on this day. Geraldo, going in there and trying to get Al Capone's whatever. I don't know what he was looking for. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Mr. Crenshaw, whether it's around town or it's local sports action, what is happening?
Yeah, the rain is happening right now. And one of the events I talked about yesterday that was going on, and I don't know what this does for some of the other outdoor events, but I know that they're not going to have the Chamblee Arts Festival today. We mentioned that yesterday. But because of the rain that is forecasted and heavy at times today, they're going to forego the second day of that. So that's one event that I know that people are going to get out and try to enjoy, but not going to be able to do that this year, today anyway. Got some college football notes of some rules and stuff that came down.
What?
And some things to watch for. But first, some high school state champions. High school gymnastics champions, congratulations. In class 1A through 5A, the team champion, North Oconee. With Bremen being second, Northgate, and then Cambridge third. And the Class 6A, 7A champion was Buford. Well, if I told you, they try to win in everything. People think it's just...
We shout out to Buford yesterday.
They win everything. North Forsyth, West Forsyth, and Carrollton in gymnastics. So congratulations to the gymnastics state champions for this school year. And right now we're getting ready to head into baseball. State playoffs start next week. We get into lacrosse. Soccer is already headed for second round. Tennis, second round for those events. As far as the spring sports, we're wrapping up this school year. I think all prom's all done.
Don't ask me. I didn't go to mine.
I didn't go to mine either. But I know they this usually march into early April. We have that type thing. So if you're doing that, get a driver and make sure everybody dress up nice and have a safe time. We talk about some college football things that are taking place and found out they're going to have a helmet like the NFL where the quarterback can have, can hear from the coaches. Coaches can communicate with the quarterback.
Oh, okay. So this has been
In the NFL for some time.
I know, but it's...
It's coming to college now.
I thought that was already a thing.
No,
how are they signaling stuff in other than, because I've, okay.
You know, they're still doing things the way they've always done. Right, player coming in and changing and whatnot and that
and
type of
thing. Signs on the sidelines there.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Picture of
holding
Campbell soup can and
picture
and,
of
Lonnie and Billy Joel.
A picture of Lonnie Anderson.
Yeah, that's it.
And a guy sent the signal in, right? So that's what we're doing. So there's some things that happened, and I'm looking here on CBS.com, CBSSports.com. Helmet communication applies to only schools in the FBS level, but it's not required. And if one team decides, well, we're going to use the helmet, other team, the opponent, may not use it. That's on you, if you want to do it. So they're going to have this communication. They're going to have a number of tablets that can be used, and supposed to allocate 18 tablets that can be utilized by the coaching booth, sideline, and locker room. And that's not an unusual thing to see tablets now, but they say 18 now. Who's going to come out there with a 19th tablet? And what happens if you come out with a 19th tablet? You're supposed to only be 18. These are ones going to be allocated. You know somebody's going to try to come out with a 19th.
Well, as you say,
or a 20th.
And knock two strokes off your score.
Like
having an extra club in your bag.
I don't know, man, but somebody's going to find it. Well, you got a rule. Somebody's going to try to find a way to circumvent it. Also going to have a college two-minute warning, basically, just to get all the clocks in line and whatnot because, you have the up until the fourth quarter, first downs do not stop the clock. First downs and the clock keeps running. So they want to get all that lined up. So they're going to have a two-minute warning for college. Now, here's something that I get, and you tell me because it's something that kind of involves what I get to do.
Right.
Head coaches can now conduct interviews with broadcast partners after the first and third quarters conclude. How you feel about that?
I don't have.
How you feel about in-game interviews? I mean, it's something that I do, and then I've done. I always think if you're headed for the locker room or you're coming out of the locker room, it's fine. But once play is going on, I feel like I'm bugging them people. I feel like I'm bothering them. And certain coaches, it bothers. But if this is agreement you got with the
there
network.
There you go. They know about it. So, listen, it's all about keeping people at the TV. It's all about content, too.
I know content and access. I understand all that, because we send, and that's one thing we always talk about with these spring football leagues. The places that microphones get to go, the places that cameras get to go, that give us access to stuff that we don't normally get, on Sunday afternoons in the fall. And if some of that stuff makes sense, we end up seeing it, some of it being implemented in, right. into the fall. But that's what we see this time of year. So I always feel like it's I'm inconveniencing somebody if it's during the game. But at halftime, you're done coaching. If you're trying to get to the locker room, I'll walk along with you. I'll even jog along
with you. I've seen that. I've seen you jogging along there.
You know what I mean? To talk with you a little bit if you're trying to hustle to get to the locker room. Or if you come out and you have a moment, to me that makes sense.
You ain't that reporter, though. You aren't. It's not having to do with your ability. You're not that aggressive person.
I'm an aggressive person.
Aggressive, which is a lot of the people who are doing these reports, sometimes with permission, sometimes without permission of the networks or the teams. They just do it.
Do you want to see that? Do you want to see
that
a coach gets stopped at the end of the third quarter to have to come and do an interview when his game is tied, he needs to be in the huddle with his team, he or she? Do you really want to see it that bad?
Okay, that's something different. Do I want to see it or do I want to see it that bad are two different things. Yeah, I like this. And again, it varies depending on the coach and it depends on the situation. The other thing about this is we all know when these interviews are taking place. They're taking place the timeout. While the game is going on, that interview that you're hearing with whoever, Nick Nurse, he did it a couple of minutes before we're actually seeing it. That's just because we know that they tape it that way and they run it whenever. I don't know. I like to get updates when people get injured. I don't need to know your strategy.
That's been the main. That was the main purpose of sideline reporters.
Right.
But with injuries, so the guys up at top are not guessing. Well, is he coming back in the game? Is he not coming back in the game? Was it an ankle? Was it the knee? Whatever. You make contact with the trainer for the team, and you go over and say, "Hey, what can I share with them? What's your diagnosis?
Exactly.
Is he done for the day? Is he coming back in the game? Is he questionable?" That's the basic thing that a sideline reporter does, at least when I started doing it. That's what it was. And before the game started, you make sure that the trainers on both teams knew who you were. So if they had to take somebody off the field, you came over there and they knew they were giving information to you for the broadcast. But, so this is something they're mentioning, though. The head coaches, maybe a coach could send an assistant or a coordinator or somebody to talk to.
No, they don't want to hear from them. They want to hear from the coach. We want to hear from the dude who's the highest paid state employee.
Since you put it that way.
that's basically who we're listening to, right?
Right.
So?
But that's just some things I pass along. HBCU notes, and a little somber note. The folks out of Mississippi Valley's somber note, the passing of Archie Cooley. Archie Cooley, known as the Gunslinger, coached with a cowboy hat on. And he was the coach at Mississippi Valley at the time of Jerry Rice. Jerry Rice's coach passed away this week, and so a lot of folks there, fans of the SWAC, follow the SWAC and follow HBCU football, and especially watch those teams that Jerry Rice played on. He did some things offensively that were a precursor to kind of the spread that we see now. The way that he would run Rice and line him up with it like four deep receivers together, and those guys would come out. No way you're going to cover all of them. And somehow Rice would always be the one with the ball. And so Archie Cooley was an innovator and great, great coach that passed away this week at Mississippi Valley. And that's some local stuff that we got for today, for this morning.
Okay.
Watch out for the rain out there if you're going out. We got the rain is falling. We got another wave of it that's due to come through. And hopefully it blows out. But I don't know. As I look at the radar, there's more of it just kicking up back through Mississippi. And that's stuff that could be just coming through here for a while. So we'll watch and see what happens. But what are you doing over there?
I'm trying to get this because I haven't had a chance to talk to you about something. I'm sure a lot of other people have.
Like
but we
what?
Haven't had a chance to talk about it. I want to make sure I get the quotes in front of me before I ask you.
Here's another one.
Okay, here we go. This is what I wanted to ask you about.
Yeah.
Oh, we're up against it, right? I'm going to save it. I'm going to save it because I know you want to comment on this, and it can wait. It's not time sensitive.
Okay.
Because we got Adam coming up next.
Yeah, we do.
So I tell you what, we'll do this during casting call, but I ask you guys, both you and Noel, a question before the show. So I have this ready, and that was who your favorite A-list actor is. I don't care who it is. Just pick one of the many, male or female, doesn't matter. And I'm going to ask you something during casting call, which is coming up. But up next, another guy with his own walk-on music. That was funny yesterday that Jason Longshore was so happy he's got walk-on music now.
Yeah, man.
So Adam's got his coming up next. If you're a Toby Keith fan, you stick around for that. But we're going to get set on Talladega. That's up next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
Besides, you had too many boyfriends to mention, and I played my guitar too loud. How do you like me now?
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It's now? Sam and Greg on this 21st day of April. You hear that music? It's time for Adam Alexander. FS1's Adam Alexander. How you doing, buddy?
Morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We are doing fine.
Although we're looking out the window and seeing a bunch of rain, we look concerned.
Well, I was doing fine until you said that.
Well, yeah, man. With 9 floors up, you can't miss the rain.
Yeah, but that's us here in Atlanta. That ain't around the corner, you know, in the other time zone there. Which, by the way, was our first question to you, Mr. Alexander. Are you east of us or north? Or excuse me, are you west of us or are you northeast of us?
I'm northeast. Came back last night.
Oh, you got to wait before the rain starts.
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
I did.
That's not your average person, you know.
He knows what's going on. He knows what's happening.
He knows what's that Letterman you say. He's not your average idiot you're dealing with here. Anyway, he is not that, but he is also.
Hey, Greg.
What?
I'm an above average idiot.
Stop it. That's me. That's what I call myself.
Adam, he's back with me. You know, last Sunday,
here y'all go.
You know, he big-timed this man. He had to hang out with Tyler Perry, you know.
Did you tell him what I said, Greg? I told Sam, I said, Greg calls apologizing, saying, hey, I can't be there. Can you call in to Sam? And I said, this enhances the chances that I will call in to Sam. So.
That's all right. I can take it. That's all right. I was actually, again, that scene actually didn't happen the way it was supposed to, and we had to reshoot it on Friday. So I was out again this Friday night. But I came in yesterday. I came in on fumes, but we got it done. Adam, we have been talking about this weekend's race and this race period. This is one of those bucket list locations for people, whether you're a hardcore NASCAR fan or not. What it's like to be there on race day at people who have not experienced that.
It's funny because I was with some people this weekend who have never been to Talladega. They've done a lot of sports work and been to great venues and a part of some of the greatest sporting events, but they've never been to Talladega. And to watch their reaction and to talk about what they're experiencing is so special, because when you've done it as long as I have been there so many times, I mean, never, you know, you ever lose the luster, but you do take it for granted. And to see someone who's a first, it really brings back all the thoughts and emotions and the feelings that you had the first time you went there. And I just remember my first trip to Talladega, I was in awe, and it checks every box. It really does. If you want a slice of NASCAR, and I said this on the air the other day, it's a slice of NASCAR heaven. It really delivers so many key components to what NASCAR truly is. And I love going there. It's always been one of my favorite tracks, and it really never disappoints.
Yep. Spending time on the waitfor.com hotline with Adam Alexander this morning, talking Talladega. Adam, talk about the thing they did to enhance the fan experience. I was there a couple of years ago, my first time getting a look at that thing. And it's pretty impressive what they've done there, right?
Well, and what they've done, Sam, is they understand that while you can rest on the history and tradition, you also have to, you know, make some upgrades to, you know, give fans what they need when you get new fans there so that you can start to come into the modern age. And they've done that. The garages that they put in and the access the fans now have to, you know, see the cars and, you know, get an autograph and some of that stuff is really cool. We saw it at Daytona as well. Of course, Daytona and Talladega are owned by the same people. And so they did. They restructured the garages and made it more accessible for the fans while still allowing the teams to have their space to work. So they've done a tremendous job of maintaining the old, but also looking to the new. And that's what you have to do in the sports world. And I really appreciated that.
Adam Alexander joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. All right, the streak has ended. 42 weeks. It is done. They rang the sirens up in Dawsonville.
That's a siren.
Oh, excuse me. to Sirene's up in Dawsonville.
At the pool room.
Man, I was in a nice flow there going.
Go ahead.
Anyway, Chase Elliott gets the win last week. Why so long? What happened? What was going on last week that it took all this time, do you suspect?
They've been knocking on the door, really, when you look at it. The last couple of weeks, you sense that maybe they were getting closer. And quite honestly, I thought it could have been today that they ended the streak just because he's won at Talladega. And there seemed to be some synergy with an Elliott winning at Talladega and all the history that would come with snapping the winless streak. And that's where his last win was prior to last week at Texas in October of 2022. But if you go back to a little over a year ago, he has the accident, the snowboarding accident. So he's injured and he misses the races and he comes back and he wanted to get back as quick as he could because, you know, he wanted to maintain an opportunity to make the playoffs. And he was pacing like maybe he could point in even if he didn't win a race. Then he had the run-in with Denny Hamlin at Charlotte. He gets suspended. He loses another race. And it became pretty obvious throughout the summer. There's no way unless he wins, he's going to get in. And then once we got into the fall, they hadn't won. They're not a part of the playoffs. And I felt like, not that you didn't want to see him win at Hendrick Motorsports, but they had two drivers that are running for the championship. And so the focus goes to Kyle Larson and William Byron. And you know what? This season was always going to be the reset for him. And they reset at the beginning of the year. They weren't great. They were okay. They weren't great, but they were getting better and better and building momentum and back-to-back top five finishes. And then, boom, last weekend he put himself in the right place and he goes out and wins.
Spending time on the waitfor.com hotline with Adam Alexander. He is social. You can always find him at Adam, numeral one, Alexander. Adam, number one, Alexander. All right. Fords, the Mustangs, are up front for the race today. Thoughts about them? And while Michael McDowell has the pole, I'm watching the guy who's going to start beside him on row one. I talked with Austin Cindric this week. He's licking his chops. He can't wait to get there. And just talk about that racing, the Penske racing team, those three guys, and what they usually do when they come to this track.
You look at their history, and they're good here. You know, I mean, Austin Cindric is tremendous in the draft, won the Daytona 500 in his rookie season, and as you said, he's starting up front. Ryan Blaney won the last time we were here last fall, which was a big part of him winning the championship. And Joey Logano, one of the best in the draft, also qualified in the top 10 yesterday. Ryan Blaney was in the booth yesterday with us doing the Xfinity race, and his knowledge of the draft and just understanding what needs to happen is so good. So, and this is a big opportunity race for the Fords because Ford is winless this year. They need to take advantage today, but it's a little bit of a broken record. If you look at qualifying, Daytona and Atlanta, these drafting tracks, Ford is great, but they haven't been able to finish the deal on track, and it's getting concerning. And when you look at the standings and where they fit into the equation, it's not a good situation. And if you get more winners, and we could get a wild card winner today, that puts even more pressure on them as an organization and manufacturer. So today might be the day that they can turn a corner. And when you look at their lineup, Chris Buescher, you know, is a guy that can get it done. Brad Keselowski has got six wins here. That's tied for second on the all-time wins list, only behind Dale Earnhardt. So the Ford family is strong. And I would anticipate they'll be contenders today, but they have to finish the deal and take advantage because they have had some missed opportunities and they have not won this year, and you have got to go out and get it done at a place like Talladega where you know you're strong.
Do you know how many? I'm sure you do, but when you mentioned Earnhardt, how many wins does he have there?
Earnhardt's got 10, and then second on the all-time list, there's a tie, a three-way tie. Dale Jr.'s got 6, Jeff Gordon has 6, and I mentioned Brad Keselowski has 6. So if Brad wins today, he would have 7 and be the only guy. He would stand alone behind Earnhardt on the all-time wins list. So it would be remarkable if Brad could win today and put himself in that position. And, you know, it would be historic too, right? Because he hasn't won. We talked about the winless streak for Chase Elliott. It's been over 100 races for Brad. And if I'm not mistaken, his last win came at Talladega. And he hasn't won since he took over the driver-owner role at RFK Racing, driving the 6 car. So there's a whole lot to me that points toward Brad Keselowski being the guy today, just from a storyline perspective.
Adam, you deviated me from where I wanted to get to, and I'll come back to it. But this whole thing with Earnhardt having the most there, do you know, is there a person who has the most, who has the record for the most wins at a particular track, you know, for either Daytona or Talladega? Is 10 wins at that one particular track the gold standard, or is there somebody else like, you know, Richard Petty who has X amount of double-digit wins at a particular track?
I think it's Richard Petty with 15 at Richmond. I'm not 100% sure on who has the most wins at a particular track, but I would say it's Richard Petty at Richmond with 15. I want to say at one point he won like 7 races in a row there or something crazy. And Darrell Waltrip, I think Darrell has 12 at Bristol, and he won 5 or 6, maybe 7 in a row. So the only reason I know that, I think it was 7 because we were doing the truck race at Bristol, and Mike, we were talking about Darrell having great success at Bristol, and Michael Waltrip said he won 6 in a row here, and I said, actually, it was 7. He said, well, he won 6 in a row too now. And I'm like, well, I guess at one point he did win 6 in a row before he won 7 anyway. So we had a good laugh out of that. But I would say, if I had to guess, 15 for Richard Petty at Richmond, but that might be inaccurate.
Yep. You know, you just mentioned Dale Earnhardt, and when I look at qualifying yesterday, and I had asked you about these guys several weeks ago, Adam, we were wondering what was going on with them. The Childress cars qualified 4th and 5th. What a history Childress has with Talladega.
You're right, Sam, and, you know, those two cars have struggled this year. I mean, Austin Dillon in particular, he's already gone through a crew chief change. You know, not even 10 races into the year, they made that change. And both those cars were top 10 at Texas. And, you know, they took advantage of some misfortune by some other people, but they needed that shot in the arm, and they got it. Now, Kyle has been okay at times. Austin has really struggled. But they both qualified up front, as you said. They were both right there last spring. And, of course, Kyle was able to win this race last year in the springtime at Talladega. So, you know, that's another team. We talked about the Fords and what they need to do. Chevy's had a pretty good year. I mean, you look at Hendrick Motorsports and, you know, the guys at Trackhouse have done a good job. But it's been a struggle at Richard Childress Racing. And so they're an organization that also could use a nice run today and back up what they did at Texas. And a win would be good, too, which would lock them into the playoffs.
I saw this from Ryan McGee. He's one of the writers at ESPN. And it made me think about Scottie Scheffler on the PGA Tour, number one player in the world, but doesn't have that it factor, but yet his play is beyond reproach, and he is just getting it done, just got another green jacket. So I saw this sentence, and I wanted to get your thoughts on it because I see he's the top of the standings, and is this accurate? And he writes, is it time that we all start doing a better job of appreciating William Byron? And goes on to talk about him being with Hendrick Sports, but this guy is affable, he's 26 years old, North Carolinian, and blah, blah, blah. Just runs it down, and you can talk about his performance this year, but is the NASCAR world not tipping its cap enough for this guy and acknowledging what kind of driver he is? Or is that an unfair statement, would you say?
I would say it's very fair, because when you look at what he's done on a consistent basis, you know, it took him a little bit of time to really get it going. The expectations were high when he came up through the ranks and got that cup ride and was driving, you know, the 24 that was made so famous by Jeff Gordon. And now he's doing Jeff Gordon type things. I mean, he won 6 races last year. He put himself in the championship 4. And here's the other thing that is remarkable about William Byron. He's not just winning races, but he's winning those nostalgia races. He got Hendrick Motorsports their 300th win last fall. He won the Daytona 500, first time they'd won that race in 10 years. It was William Byron who breaks through. He won at Martinsville on the 40th anniversary weekend of their first win a couple of weeks ago. And so when you look across the board at what William Byron has done, it's not just the wins, it's the magnitude of the wins. And already 3 victories this season. And, you know, there were a lot of questions coming into this year. You won 6 last year. You going over or under that? And many said under. It's so hard to win these races these days. But here we are 10 races in, and he's won 30% of them. So, yeah, I think he is underappreciated. Some of that's his personality. He's a low-key guy. But I do think a lot like Scottie Scheffler, you have to appreciate the humility and the way they go about their business. And I know that's not the world we live in, but it's something that should be celebrated. And he's a tremendous race car driver, an unbelievable talent. And as crazy as it is, when you look at his success here in the last year and a half, I would say we're just scratching the surface of what William Byron is capable of.
Wow. Wow. We watch to see when they want to make sure and watch him today. But how about Kyle Larson? I'm seeing he's way back here. Does it matter, though, at a track like this? And what do you talk about the luck that he's had lately?
Well, it matters more now than it used to. You know, Sam, I think when you and I first met, we were at Talladega.
Yeah.
I remember being there, and you and I first met there. And that weekend, you and I would have talked and said, you don't even have to qualify. No one cares where you start. Doesn't matter at all. That game has changed now a little bit because of the way the strategy is. There'll be a lot of fuel saving today, and so guys won't be full throttle. And because of that, and the way fuel mileage plays into this and the pit strategy, if you're in the back, it makes your ride exponentially more difficult to get to the front. I mean, you just cannot drive through the field like you used to. There's none of that hanging back to avoid the big one. Now, having said that, you know, we still can have big crashes today, and the attrition rate can be high. And so you can overcome a bad starting position when things like that happen. And there will be cycles. I would be shocked if at some point Kyle Larson is not at the front today. But there is more anxiety starting back there now than there used to be, just because of the way these races are run and how these drivers approach the day and the teams in their approach to fuel strategy and all of that. You have to work a lot harder to get from the back to the front. There's no question.
Set to start at 3 o'clock. What do you guys have coming up on Fox today?
Yeah, we will get going 1:30 Eastern time on FS1, over to Fox at 2. And, it's going to be all the stuff that you anticipate. I was talking to some of our guys, our producers, last night, and they do such a tremendous job of painting the picture that is Talladega. So if you've never been, add it to your list. But also, if you've never been, watch today, because you will learn a lot about what Talladega Super Speedway is all about.
There you go. Hey, enjoy the rest of your day. Now he's home. He can put his feet up. Get the menu right and enjoy the race.
Adam, thanks
so
much.
Go
ahead. What are you saying?
Yeah, it's great to be with you guys. Thank you.
As always, Adam Alexander, FS1. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, buddy. And always thank you for getting up and joining us.
Appreciate
it,
man.
Sam and Greg, we got some fun coming up next. We got some opportunities for some money coming up next. And I got a couple questions from my coworkers here. See how they answer that. It is a fresh casting call. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. And take us with you on the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 again. The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning, April 21st, 8 years ago. Say it out loud. It was 8 years ago.
8 years, man.
That we lost Prince on this day.
And the music is still being released.
Yeah. Family members are doing it.
Still being released, man. You know.
You got to wonder what that river of music is going to look like if it really gets to be released.
Yeah.
Because it's much like the movie where he went down and discovered his father's, box of all these songs he had written, and he didn't know nothing about it. You know that this dude has been writing since he could write music.
Yep.
And
one of the more prolific writers, you know. And that's the thing, is they roll it out. You're right. You're curious as to how they're going to roll
it. How much is going to be down there and what that will be worth. Anyway.
Will it all come out with him? Will they come out as him doing duets?
Well, the written, exactly.
Thing. You know what I mean? So that's the other thing. It could go a lot of different directions, but that's up to the family.
The funny thing is, again, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. And let me just say this because I'll forget this moving forward. But I saw Sheryl Crow. I've seen a couple other people, not Phil Collins, but there were people who were making hits in the 90s, making a lot of money too. But because of the nature of the record industry right now and the record companies or lack thereof and artists taking control of their music, at least especially the new music, a lot of these guys got to go out and work. They're not getting the residuals that they should be getting, supposed to be getting, and so when you talk about what could be down the road for Prince's music, I have no idea what that's going to look like as far as how that's paid out and how that's going to be distributed. Will there be some sort of website that just puts up? Because I don't, you know, he famously told the record company to you know what.
And, you know, and still had some stuff that came out.
Well, he had to fulfill his contract.
You know, but I mean, he had some stuff that I remember when that was going on.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to some music stuff and I would find stuff that, when did he release this? It was a lot of stuff that was coming out. Remember, he wasn't going by his name.
No. Artist formerly known as, and he was writing Slave on his cheek when he would perform.
Yeah.
Because he had a problem. I think it was Warner Brothers. So he fulfilled the contract and put the music and put those albums out, but he probably did it with, you know, a paperclip on his nose and did it left-handed. But he put it out there. He fulfilled the contract. It's just, I can't wrap my mind around thinking about what could or what will be. Because you know it's going to come out at some point.
Oh, absolutely.
All of those.
Absolutely.
Anyway, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 929 The Game, 929TheGame.com. I told you about some opportunities that are out there, and they are there. And I'm going to ask you guys a question, keeping this in the movie vein. But go to 929TheGame.com/casting call. You can go to Get Cast with Greg on Twitter, /X, and see the list. I start things off with some in-front-of-the-camera opportunities with Hilton Casting. Not only are they doing one of your favorite shows, The Divorce Court, but there's a new project of theirs called Grosse Pointe Garden Society. This is going to be an NBC pilot. So you'll see two opportunities to be in this. One is for just general background. The other ones are for stand-ins. And the stand-ins, you make a little bit more money. Hang out with the stars, whoever you're standing in for. But that's available to you. I'm working on this. I swear I am. I know you don't think so, Noelle. But I'm going to try my best to get you on P-Valley. Look at her body. She's dancing back there.
All right.
She wants to get on P-Valley. And Hilton Casting is looking for men, women, and kids to be a background for this. Shauna Fitzpatrick, looking for those of you in the advertising world. Yeah, we're talking advertising world here on the casting call. Those of you who feel like you're being overlooked, underserved. Those of you who feel like you have the right pitch. Those of you who want to just kind of make your mark in the advertising industry. They want to hear from you for this reality show. It's called The Right Pitch. You could win $25,000. You'll see all the breakdown there. Destination Casting, doing a couple projects. One Spoon of Chocolate, which is a movie, multiple roles for that one. And Crime Stories, reenactments. These are kind of cool. You know, it's one of those where I
had a lot of those.
A friend of mine always wanted to get, he doesn't want to be an actor. He just wants to be in some sort of project where he's the kid who gets blown into a frozen freezer. You know, like he's trying to commit a robbery in a convenience store and a guy turns and shoots him. And he gets that, you know, that pullback thing that pulls the person. It's like a stuntman thing. But he wants to get yanked back into the frozen food section of a convenience store and bust right through the glass. That's his goal. Anyway, Rose Locke doing Saturday Night Live 1975. This one's kind of a weird one, but they need bodybuilders. So when you think of Saturday Night Live and you think of bodybuilders, you think of that sketch Hans and Franz, right?
Yeah.
Dana Carvey and Kevin Nealon.
To pump you up.
But they weren't a part of the first year. So I don't know how they're going to work that out. But anyway, they're looking for bodybuilders. They're also looking for baristas. Also looking for...
Really?
Yep. That one's actually for Laws of Toughness. So okay. I go from Saturday Night Live under Rose Locke, 1975, to Laws of Toughness, which is the other project she's doing, which... is the working title. Well, I don't know if it's going to be the working title. It may be the actual title, but it's a Naked Gun reboot being done by Seth MacFarlane. Family dude. He's doing a reboot.
He's doing that here.
He's doing it here. And they need baristas. They need, where's the other one here? I'm going to get this set up just right. Those of you who'd like to be a customer, employee, or a pedestrian around a bank. So a lot of job opportunities up there. I got a late night shoot. Extras Cast in Atlanta is doing a late night shoot up in part of the area where you may have spent some time. Cherokee, North Carolina?
Okay. No, I haven't been there yet.
You haven't been there? Okay,
I figured
that, you know, you've been in that area. But this is going to be in the Cherokee, North Carolina area. You know some folks up there. If you can't make it, give them a call. Tell them to sign up for this. But you see it under Extras Cast in Atlanta. You go to their Facebook page, and you'll see this new project.
They give you a little something to wager with at the casino up there. If you're
there's going. A casino up there? They got table games or just slots?
I don't know. It's Harris.
Again, I asked the question.
I don't know. I haven't been.
Some of them just—I don't care what the big name is. Some of them just got slots, and some of them do have table games. Yeah, table games, I'll go.
I don't
ain't
know.
Going up there playing no slots.
I have no idea what's up there.
Anyway, they need security types and wait staff, including female waitresses.
Okay.
20s to 30s, stuff like that. And divorce court's looking for you if you want to put your business out there. I mean, they're not looking for people to sit and watch the show. They're looking for those of you going through a divorce.
They don't look for people sitting and watch.
Well, they got that too, but they also looking for people who want to have.
Those are extras, right? The people go and sit and watch the court show.
Right.
You always remind people of that.
I did. I said that earlier they're doing divorce court.
Yeah.
But they're also divorce court in and of itself. Judge Star Jones reached out to me and said, we need more people who are getting divorced that want to put this on the show. That's basically what they're saying. So you'll see a phone number and an email address if you want to put your business out there on TV. All right. Again, questions for any of this stuff, greg.clarkson@odyssey.com. And again, you can see the list up on Get Cast with Greg on Twitter and 929thegame.com/castingcall. I want to have a little bit of fun here. Because we throw this information out there and you guys don't contribute. So I'm always curious about the movies, and I think our audience is too, because I get asked, other than Indiana Jones, what else Sam like watching? Because they all know that you love Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
And so let's try and do a little deeper dive and have some fun while we're doing this. And I'll come up with something different every time we do this casting call, but I'll start off with something easy this time. You ready? I asked you guys to tell me who your favorite A-list actor is, right?
Yeah.
You got that person?
Noel, you got one?
He wants to put it on you. Okay, hang on a second. Let me get this right here. You do have somebody?
I do.
All right. I want you to do me a favor. Tell me who it is, and then I'm going to ask you a question, and you're going to have 10 seconds to answer this question, okay?
Okay.
Who's the person?
Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep. Name me three Meryl Streep movies in 10 seconds.
Ooh, Kramer versus Kramer, The Devil's Wears Prada, and Prom.
There you go. She did that in 5 seconds.
Boy, she rattled that out.
See, that was smooth of you making her go first. Now you can think about it, because I'm going to ask you the same question. Who's yours? And you can't say Harrison Ford now, because I already brought up Indiana Jones.
Yeah, I know. You're just going to kill me on that.
I'll give you one.
All right.
Sidney Poitier.
Okay. You want me to go sit Sidney Poitier?
Yeah, Sidney Poitier. Three.
Lilies of the Field. Piece of the Action, and Let's Do It Again.
Not bad. You got yours in 7. So that's the kind of thing I'm just talking about. Something simple like that.
Okay.
Something simple like that. Of those three Meryl Streep movies that you named, which one's your favorite?
Kramer versus Kramer.
Why is that?
You know, it's one of the first movies that actually tackles divorce and what happens to, you know, all three. I'm going to say three because they only have one child. But all three parties. Mm-hmm. This is her and Dustin Hoffman.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's a melodrama, but it's a really good one. She wins, I believe that's her first Oscar win.
Definitely a nomination.
Now, if I would have said Samuel Jackson, I would have said Star Wars, Snakes on the Plane.
School Days.
Pulp Fiction.
All right, I tell you what, I'm going to give you one, which I
school
think you know.
School Days are coming to America.
Yeah.
People get he
and,
was
and,
in
and see how you do,
Jungle
okay?
Fever.
I'm going to see how you do. I'm going to say for you, give me a male or female?
Male.
Male? All right. Tom Hanks.
Ooh. Oh, that's too easy. That's
all see. Right. He said it's too easy. Never mind. Forget it. Forget it. Maurice Chestnut. Now, let's see here. I will ask. Okay, I'll tell you what. Along the same veins.
But like Angela Bassett.
No. All right. Well, he's asking you that. Can you do that?
Okay, Angela Bassett. Let's see. We got Vampires in Brooklyn. You got What's Love Got to Do With It? You got Wait Until Exhale.
Not too bad.
Okay.
Not too bad. I'm going to ask you one. Lola Falana.
Oh, come on, man. The Bob Hope Christmas special.
I'm sorry. That was just for him. Let's see here. How about Julia Roberts.
Oh, man. What, Runaway Bride, Pelican Brief, and yikes. I'm trying to...
Eat, Pray, Love.
Okay.
You phoned a friend.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm going to... Silly stuff like this. We'll try and...
Shout out to Georgia, Julia Roberts.
Do a little something there, every casting call here. But there are jobs waiting for you in front of and behind the cameras. And again, summer's right around the corner. A lot of people are making decisions about what they're going to do. You could work in the film industry.
Yes.
You could literally do extra work 5 days a week. You map this out, and once you do one and you are responsible, believe me, the casting directors will call you back. They realize you're responsible and got a working car. Sometimes that's all they need, but there's a lot of fresh faces that are needed. Again, greg.clarkson@odyssey.com for any of this information that you need, having to grab some of this money. Coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, we're going down to Dallas. We're going to go down to the home of the team playing up here with the Braves. Hopefully they'll get swept, but we're going to talk to a guy who's going to give us all kinds of information about what's going on with not just that team, but the other teams in that state. We haven't talked to Newley in a little bit.
Yep.
So we got Newey Scruggs coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. Going to get back to some NBA playoff action and a couple other things that we haven't even thought of yet. That's what we do. Sam and Greg with Noel on the other side of the glass. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, and take us with you on the Odyssey app.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.